What is a good practice to silence the mind? Because let's say when we sit in meditation, there's
quieten the mind.
So how do we quieten?
What is the best practice, good practice to quieten the mind? There are several practices. But one of them which Mother speaks about and which I personally find very useful is concentration in the heart. After a while, initially it is difficult. After a while you pass out of that zone of noise. Now this doesn't mean that when you come out, mind will not become active again. But once it starts, your being starts getting taste of that quietude, then it will seek that quietude more and more. And then automatically when there is a animated things which can completely distract the mind or throws it off gear, you will automatically avoid because you understand the difference. You have tasted quietude. So silence of the mind is a different thing. Sri Aurobindo never recommended. People often say, how can I silence the mind? Well, you are trying to tame the, Godzilla. So that's not, but quietude is important. A quiet mind. Another way, this is one part. When does the mind become quiet? It's restless. What is the mind seeking? It's seeking for knowledge. What is the heart seeking? Seeking for love. What is the vital seeking? Seeking for desire. Where will it become quiet? Where? Somebody should fulfill this, no? At the feet of the Divine. Put yourself at the feet of the Divine. Mind will open to infinite knowledge. People think quietude means you won't speak, you won't. No, because you are open now to infinite knowledge. It pours in or it can stop. Look at Sri Aurobindo. So much he gave to the world in a silent mind. Why? Because now the mind is no more seeking knowledge here and there restlessly. It knows whatever it needs to know is available. It has got the free access. So the mind is quiet. It's not rushing. Let me read this book. Let me read. Oh, I must watch this program. I'll get knowledge. No. It becomes quiet. Its restlessness to seek knowledge becomes quiet at the feet of the Divine. Heart seeking for love. Katori leke ghoom rahe. Thoda sa pyar de do. What nonsense is this? When it finds the touch of the Divine, it feels fulfilled because it tastes that honey. After that, be everywhere with everybody, love man, love, everything is there. But there is a difference between wanting love, craving for love, and being a radiating channel of love. There is a world of difference. You are not having expectation, you are not feeling down because, oh, somebody doesn't love me. What a kind of weakness it is. Because all the love you need, you are receiving from the Divine. And so heart is quiet. Life, all the desires it's seeking. Ultimately, what is the desire? Empowerment, power, knowledge, joy of life. Life seeks joy. No. When you have the Divine contact, you have all the joy at your disposal. More than what one can contain. So joy is available. Power is available. You are afraid of nothing. You shrink from nothing. So life becomes quiet. Again, it doesn't mean you will not buy things, you will not get things. There is a difference between getting things and craving. Oh my God, I don't have it. My life is gone. I must have it somehow or the other. Things, when they come naturally, you receive it. When they go, you let it go. So life becomes quiet. And even the body, which in all its obscurity, what is it seeking? It's seeking permanence. Bhai, main bhi hoon. Fill it with the divine love, divine light, divine peace. Meditate upon peace. Meditate upon light. Or meditate upon the Divine Mother. So slowly she will fill, come into all the different layers of mind, heart, life, body, and all will become quiet. Only he longed to call forever down her love and light into this breathing frame. And what is the process? His soul was freed and given to her alone. But I don't belong to myself or my parents. Now it is the ultimate. I am not Indian, Australian, this or that. I belong to the Divine Mother. That's the ultimate truth you have found, the portion of the Divine Mother. Live with this conviction, this faith, and one day you realize it. And when you realize that you are a portion of the Divine Mother, can any fear strike? Wherever you are traveling, she is the one who is taking hold of you, caring for you. She is the strength of your limited strength. She is the, you know, the peace that one finds nowhere, not even in death. The wisdom that one finds in no philosophy. The power that one finds in nothing. So basically, ultimately, in one word, everything is fulfilled when we grow in oneness with the Divine, to the degree. And to do that, love the Divine, think of the Divine, serve the Divine, read the Divine, open to the Divine, do Naam Jap, do everything for the Divine. Then everything else will come. Shortcut. Long road is, okay, you want to silence the mind, see, practice this kind of meditation, withdraw and do this. Lamba Rasta. Shortcut is love the Divine. Even shorter than that, Sri Aurobindo gave. Know that the Divine, know that the Mother loves you. Base your life in this one single fact. Okay?